With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
All right, folks, welcome back to Champion's Mind, 5 Men Sports Focus. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something that applies way beyond the sports arena. We're talking about managing those pesky emotions, especially when the pressure is on. Ever felt like your heart was about to explode during a big presentation? Or maybe you choked on a free throw in a game because the nerves got the better of you? Yeah, we've all been there. Now, mastering your emotions under pressure isn't just about being calm and collect, it's about using those emotions to fuel your performance. Think of it like this. Emotions are powerful forces, but they can either be your best teammate or your worst enemy. So, let's learn how to turn them into allies. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the emotional rollercoaster when things get intense. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is knowing what's going on inside that beautiful mind of yours. You got to become aware of your emotional triggers. What situations, thoughts, or even physical sensations tend to set you off? Recognizing these patterns is like having an early warning system. Ever notice how traffic jams have a way of turning you into a grumpy monster? Or maybe public speaking makes your palms sweat and your voice crackle? Once you identify your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them before they get the best of you. Think of it like this. Knowledge is power, folks. 2. Breathe deeply, my friend. I know, deep breath sound cliche, but trust me on this one. When pressure mounts, our bodies automatically go into fight or flight mode. Heart racing, muscles tense, all those good things. But taking a few slow, deep breaths can actually calm your nervous system and bring you back to center. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your emotional circuitry. It's a simple technique, but incredibly effective. Next time you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to breathe deeply. Inhale for a count of 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4. You'll be surprised how much calmer you feel just by doing that. 3. Reframe your thoughts. This is where things get really interesting. Our thoughts play a huge role in shaping our emotions. So if you find yourself thinking negative or self-defeating thoughts when under pressure, try reframing them. Instead of telling yourself, I can't handle this, tell yourself, I'm capable and ready to face this challenge. Remember, your mind is like a muscle. The more you train it to think positively, the stronger it becomes. So start practicing those positive affirmations. 4. Focus on what you can control. We can't always control external factors, but we can control our reactions to them. Instead of dwelling on what's beyond your control, focus your energy on things you can influence. For example, if you're feeling anxious about an upcoming test, focus on studying effectively and getting enough sleep. Remember, even in high-pressure situations, there are always things within your grasp that you can control. 5. Learn from every experience. Every situation, whether it's a success or a setback, is an opportunity to learn and grow. When you face a challenge, don't beat yourself up if things don't go perfectly. Instead, analyze what happened, identify areas for improvement, and use that knowledge to perform even better next time. Think of each experience as a stepping stone on your journey to becoming a champion both in sports and in life. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're delivering a presentation at work. You've prepped for weeks, but now you're standing in front of the room, heart pounding like a drum solo, palms sweating like you just ran a marathon. Your mind races with thoughts like, what if I mess up and everyone's judging me? Sound familiar? This is where those 5 key takeaways come into play. Take a deep breath to calm your nerves. Remind yourself that you've got this. Focus on your message and the value you're bringing to the room. And remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you can learn from it and do even better next time. Bottom line, folks. Managing your emotions is a superpower. It takes practice, awareness, and a willingness to challenge those negative thought patterns. But trust me, mastering this skill will not only help you perform at your peak under pressure, but also lead to greater resilience, confidence, and overall success in every aspect of your life. So, take action. Apply these takeaways to your daily life. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from this boost. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what strategies work best for you. Remember, champions are not born, they are made. And mastering your emotions is a crucial step in that journey. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.